Polite applause greeted Exelon CEO John Rowe at the end of his talk to a gathering of local business and political leaders at a Champaign hotel on Tuesday. They had just heard Rowe explain why it was important for lawmakers to act quickly to pass a bill that could lead to new owners for Illinois Power and higher electric rates in 2007. But Champaign County Board Member Greg Knott thought Rowe gave too many gray answers to their questions.
I still am not convinced of the need for the rate increase. I do understand that the utility companies would long run like to have, probably a more set rate environment, but I think rushing it through the legislature is not necessarily the best way to do it, and still the reliability concerns me a lot.
The reliability issue is of particular concern in Champaign County. Illinois Power has been criticized here for poor service and power outages. In Champaign and Urbana, some local officials have even talked about taking over the local electrical system. IP President Larry Altenbaumer admits that service and reliability in Champaign County has not been the best since Dynegy bought the utility 3 years ago. He told reporters Exelon is committed to improving reliability and service if it takes over IP, and he says that will mean spending the money to upgrade IP's aging infrastructure.
Not only will they invest more money, but the depth of the capabilities within that organization will also be resources we can utilize to help look at areas where we have problems and hopefully bring better solutions to those problems in all of the downstate area that we serve.
Exelon's capabilities come from its ownership of Illinois' largest utility, Commonwealth Edison. ComEd has spent billions in recent years to upgrade its Chicago-area infrastructure after a string of embarrassing blackouts. But Exelon argues it can't buy Illinois Power and make similar upgrades without the assurance of a rate increase for 2007, when the current rate reduction and rate freeze tied to deregulation expires. Exelon has not said exactly how much of an increase it seeks, but Exelon's John Rowe says it's not as high as some have feared.
We're asking for probably a two-step increase, something in 07 and then something more in 09. And the total will be less than 10%. Total will be less than half of the reduction we were required to give residential customers back in the earlier bill, and the exact number will be hammered out with the commission.
Meaning the Illinois Commerce Commission. Exelon wants the ICC to consider their requests, the IP acquisition and rate increase combined, in 9 months, instead of the 11 months it would usually take on each request separately. Urbana Mayor Todd Satterthwaite still isn't sold on the idea. He says he was impressed by Exelon's promises to improve Illinois Power service, but not by their argument for action now on a rate increase in 2007.
The ICC has traditionally looked at rate increases much closer to the years in question, which would probably mean sometime in the year 2006. There isn't any reason to believe that the ICC won't be fair at that time. They've never made a decision that put a publicly regulated utility out of business.
But Rowe points out that the legislation they're seeking only gives Exelon a hearing before the ICC, not automatic approval of everything it wants. And he says if Exelon buys IP and rates go up, but consumers decide they're not getting their money's worth, they can always buy electricity from an outside supplier. Electric choice is still just a dream for most residential customers. But Rowe says about one-third of the large customers in the ComEd service area already buy their electricity from someone other than ComEd. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.